Is it running?
Yeah, it's running.
Okay, this is the Real BS Show on a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's going to be 70 today.
That's what they're saying.
Sunshine, everything.
Yeah.
You get hit 70, it's going to start raining, I guarantee you.
Yeah, we deserve it. You know, we don't have the rain, we don't got crops, you know. I guess how you have to look at it. You know,
every time it rains, it washes my driveway out.
Yeah.
It pours.
Yeah.
Pours.
But it also washes your car off, too, right?
Yeah, I don't care about that.
We have to thank somebody, you know. We have to thank...
For breakfast, yeah.
Yeah. We went to fine dining this morning, and we want to thank Nancy. You're a blessing.
Nancy Taylor, yeah, thank you very much.
You didn't have to do that, but that was very kind of you.
Filled up my stomach. Big time.
Yeah, we had our, you know, Bill had his Coke and I had my coffee, and we had some sandwiches this morning. It was very nice. Yeah. And now we're tired, and you know,
now I can't move.
Yeah, yeah, we work better when we're empty stomach, but that's okay. But yeah, it's that was a very thank you again, Nancy, and we really do appreciate that. You know, we got a show here today that's kind of, I don't know. It's Americana, country, rock and roll. I don't know. Southern rock. I don't know. It's kind of a weird mix.
Different than what we normally do.
You know, sometimes you get in these, different moods.
Well, that first song about keeping the wolves away.
Yeah. That's a good song.
That was a true story about his dad getting chemicalized or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, his dad was working for a chemical company down there in Texas along the coast.
Yeah.
The thing blew up in his face.
Oh.
His mom grabbed him. They went to, 40 minutes away to a hospital. And they said, we got to say goodbye because they said he ain't going to make it.
Hmm.
And he made it.
Hmm.
It's all part of the song.
Yeah.
The whole thing is. And they had a heck of a time. Keeping the wolves away means paying the bills.
Yeah.
Well, the guy wrote the song, it was, I don't know, back in the 2000s, and it was no big deal. I mean, they weren't, what's it, Uncle Lucius?
Yeah, Uncle Lucius.
Yeah, they weren't no success at all. Well, that show, Yellowstone,
yeah.
They grabbed the song and started using it in their first season, I think.
Yeah. It was something like 2018 when that song got picked up by Yellowstone, and they wrote that song back in 2005. So that's crazy.
Well, yeah, they never said a word to him or never asked or anything. So they said, well, wait a minute. You know, and they got on YouTube, they got like almost 200 million
views. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And they went to see their favorite lawyer. He said, holy smokes, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's definitely some money owed here. And
then they got back together, too. So
yeah.
Yeah. They split for a while. But, yeah, it's crazy. Thinking about it, now they're doing shows everywhere. You know, something like that, you know, just a TV show, picking up your song. I watched Yellowstone. And
I never have. I don't know.
It's an okay show. 1883 and 1923, which are the shows before Yellowstone. I think they're better in some ways, but that's just me. But Yellowstone did have a feature to it where it picked up songs and would put them in certain scenes. And some of the most unexpected, they pick country songs, rock songs, you name it. They would pick different songs to fit the scene. And whoever did that did a very good job of putting the music together. So this song, I think, you know, was a good pick. I remember seeing it was season one, episode four, I believe.
Yeah, what was the guy's name that wrote it? Kevin Galloway, I think was his name. It's good for him, you know. I mean, like he said, now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
Right. Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, because the settlement wasn't all that big and wonderful.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And even still, like with a lot of these music programs, you could like Spotify or YouTube or music, they're not paying as much as people think they are. So a lot of artists still have to tour, which is fine. You know, I mean, you don't have to be a millionaire, multimillionaire, you know, writing music, but it's not what people think it is. Spotify is not paying you that much. I think people are so used to how things used to be, it's kind of throwing them off a little bit. So, but
There goes my microphone again. Bill's, just fell over.
Bill's having some struggle with his mic here. We'll play this song and then we'll come back.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I gotta redo this thing.
Took my first breath where the muddy grasses spills into the Gulf of Mexico, where the skyline's colored by chemical plants that put bread on the table of the working man, where the working man does his best to provide safety and shelter for kids and a wife, giving a little of a soul every day, making overtime the wolves away. Barely 13 when the company man tried to dig my daddy's grave. It happened on a French-owned tanker ship, spilling poison in the Galveston Bay. Well, the liquid fire filled his lungs and his eyes silenced any more cries. Cold in the grave, death stinging pain, he fought like hell. Keep the wolves away. As a dog, but it made a recovery just to spite the odds. The settlement came and we moved out of town, where the sky isn't heavy with refinery clouds. Yeah, he's still alive, he's doing good, he's in his 50s, but the money's running out and he's painting for pennies. So I'm going for broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
I cannot whistle like that.
Oh, Mr. Lucius can.
Yeah.
Uncle Lucius.
Yeah, it's the name of the band, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
We got some more songs like that?
Oh, yeah, we got a few.
Kind of down that alleyway?
Yeah, when you go through all these, there's a theme to them, I guess. They're kind of dark. Nothing wrong with dark. Sometimes you need some dark music. when it's nice and sunny out to
offset
I mean, we're not, no one's depressed here. It's just, you know, sometimes you have to appreciate music that goes dark because they're writing from the heart, you know? And you can't always have bubblegum music, you know, to make you happy. You sometimes have to contemplate, I guess. That's the word I want to use.
Well, everybody has their dark days. So. Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to get at. You said it more simply, you know, than I. Yeah. I was wasting too many words there. But, yeah, I this is the kind of music I listen to once in a while, you know?
I guess that's why I stay away from people most of the time. Yeah. I don't care to meet anybody.
Yeah, yeah. There's some people that don't want to face problems, I guess you'd say, you know?
You get to know them too well and they want to borrow money out.
Yeah, 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 that's true.
And that kills it right there.
It does. Especially when they don't want to pay you back. That's the other problem, you know?
No, that's always. I shouldn't say always, but that happens.
No, it does, yeah. But yeah, just, you know, we got some more, I don't know, we got some different ones here. We got Black Creek and Sleeping on the Blacktop. That's a dark song.
You know, there's something else that I can't get over is that these preachers, these... What do you call them? Prosperity preachers or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, there are so many of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all doing the same exact thing. And people are donating.
Yeah.
They're giving them. I mean, it's just.
It reminds me of. I was watching last night a documentary on Jones, Jim Jones, Jonestown.
Jonestown. Yeah. There's a astronomical crazy.
He was the other way extreme. He. Was very socialist and had people sell their houses and gave all their paycheck and money and everything to the church.
401ks, everything, all kinds everything. Of IRA.
And then he abused both men and women sexually. And that's like just everything about the whole thing about him was like red alert. And you know, some people did escape. But the things about him is like, holy cow, that there was – people warning about this.
Almost 1,000 people had to drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, 909. It was actually Flavor Aid, but that's...
whatever. It was laced with cyanide or something.
But I'll get to that. What they did is they started with the newborns, then they went to the smaller kids, then they went to the teenagers, then they went to the mothers, and then they did the fathers. And so at that point, every single layer... The parents had less reason. We use the reasoning that some of the survivors said they had no reason to live if their kid and their wife was dead. Then they had no more reason to live, and some of them did live and escaped. But
Leeds Jones shot himself in the head or something.
Well, yeah, he supposedly he did take some and then had someone shoot him. That's what they think. But regardless, before that. There was journalists and politicians rubbing shoulders with him because they were loving his message of socialism. Like Jimmy Carter was big time visiting him and his wife, Jimmy Carter and his wife. And then the mayor in San Francisco were visiting him. The journalists were writing raving reviews on him. And it all kicked off because he started getting real paranoid when journalists were going to release an article about all the abuse that he was doing, the sexual abuse he was doing. And why these people were leaving the church. And that's when he decided to kick, you know, they already bought property in Guyana or whatever it's called. And they decided that night they were leaving instantly. And that's, you know, that wasn't really talked about. I never knew that part that he decided to have everybody leave at that moment because the next day that article was going to be posted. And so he didn't want to lose his followers. And he started becoming increasingly paranoid and
They set up a town down there. It's completely self-sufficient.
Right.
Of course, the living conditions were awful.
Sure. And then senator went down there and or House of Representatives or Senator, I can't remember his name. He went to he went down there and was he talked to him at, you know, the first day and said everything seems to be okay. I can report back, and then the next day they killed him.
Well, when he was leaving, people slipped him messages.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But see, that's the thing is, it's like
they knew. Wow, we better get out of here.
To me, it's like the whole thing is crazy. The guy was nuts. I mean, when he was a kid, he was killing cats and having funerals for him. His childhood friends.
He grew up in Indianapolis, Indiana.
A small town. Yeah, like 1,000 people. 909 died. It's a tragic story.
Wow.
It kind of kept me awake last night in a little bit. I was contemplating.
Well, that's
it.
The way Kenneth Copeland does to me. I mean, yeah. He's just such a demon.
He has that vibe. I'll put it that way. It's the word I want to use. Is there's that vibe there where he could start a cult and then really end it not so well.
His wife for years and years and years said, "You don't need a doctor. You just need to have faith."
Yeah.
And you can overcome anything. She's on her last leg right now. She's got
probably
dementia.
Using doctors. Yeah.
Oh, she's just a vegetable. I mean, he brought her to a couple of those big shows he has, and she just stood there and just looked lost.
Right.
And he's going to live to 120.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He says, "I'm going to be 120 years old."
Yeah. Watch tomorrow, he end up dead in the news or something.
Well, he's got a pacemaker, and he's got a bunch of medical problems that he tried to say that faith will cure everything. But he's too much of a slime bucket. I mean, he's got like four or five airplanes. He's got a giant airport out there on his house. It's all owned by the church.
Yeah,
just unbelievable. Boats and cars and, you know, whew. So, I don't know. These guys, they just, how they get away with it, though. That's what I don't understand, is how does people get sucked in like that?
It's a good question.
Millions and millions of dollars every year get donated to these guys. Tillotson, well, he was going strong till the ABC News checked the dumpster out back, and it was all full of his... all full of these prayer requests and stuff like that without the money in them.
Right.
And he kind of got caught, so it kind of killed him. But, I mean, there's just so many of them. Just unbelievable.
Yeah. It's, to me, I think a lot of them are just scam artists, and that's what the problem is.
Sure.
I mean, you have, I go back to Jim Jones again. He was early on, before even going to San Francisco, he was having people give up everything to the church and quote unquote live in common with each other, and he abused that money, abused the people and misused them. He would have meetings where he'd call people up for any misgivings they did, and they would get slapped or punched or, you know, for this little things they did wrong, and he always had them sleep deprived. That's an interesting thing, because you become more compliant when you're sleep deprived. Just remember that. Always sleep well, people. Just make sure you get your 8 hours.
I'll never have that problem.
Yeah.
I conk out in the second inning every night, just
and that's,
about.
That's why you're so strong. you're not a sheep, Bill.
I wake up at midnight and crawl up and go to bed.
Yeah.
Up the stairs and into bed.
I think the thing that we can take out of all of this is to always question everything. I think that's a healthy thing to have in your repertoire, to be able to question things.
To me, it's just a matter of common sense.
I would think.
Just watch these people.
Yeah.
I mean, holy catfish.
You would think.
Joyce Myers, I think is her name.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, she has a wardrobe room that's bigger than my house.
Unbelievable.
I think when you look at ourselves, okay, we all have moments where we don't have common sense on something. So I think that's where we have to kind of look at it and say, well, they're just snake oil salesmen. And that's what you have to watch out for. And that's in everything. I mean, there's people, they're snake oil salesmen in non-religious things all over. I mean, look at the government, you know.
Well, there's a surprise party for my grandson tonight. And I look through every pair of pants I have, and not one of them are clean.
Oh.
I mean, you know, they're washed, but they're not clean, you know?
Yeah.
It's not shiny like I got them from the store.
Well, you could just wear pajamas, so, Bill, right?
this is what I'm wearing, period.
Yeah,
It's a little nasty looking, but that's the best I can do.
You're a hard worker. That's what it shows, you know? My grandfather, you know, always went to, different parties or events, my grandparents, and they, you know, had to get back home to milk the cows. So, you know, I get that, you know. They didn't always come in. They dress up a little bit, you know, but sometimes they couldn't, you know. They just left the barn or something, so they, you know. That's how life is, you know. You can't always be at your finest, I guess.
Well, I tell you.
What do you think about Brent Cobbs?
I have no clue.
Well, we played him before. It's Black Creek. I think it's a good song.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, so, you know,
it's no idea.
Dark Creek, you know, Dirty Waters. You know,
Black Creek.
Yeah, Black it's Creek.
For a dark show.
Dark show. Yeah.
Hey, you got them. Play them.
Got it.
Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, next time, lesson my sense catches up with me. Three dead in a crash on a number four. Two witnesses blown up high. Not sure whose will be done. You can call me a sinner for wondering why. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Less of my sense catches up with me. Tastes sweeter in this town. Could it be it's the same as the last? I swear I've seen your face elsewhere before, just as familiar as a bottle and a glass. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Lesson my sense catches up with me. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town, lesson my sense catches up with me. Lesson my sense catches up with me.
Go.
It's a real BS show.
Sleepy on the Blacktop. You were talking about an artist, a singer earlier that was sleeping on the blacktop.
Yeah, that was a life history of somebody. Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson, yeah.
He was down so low, he just got drunk and went out and laid in the highway.
Out in Nashville.
Hoping somebody would run over him.
That's before he became famous.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough. Talk about dark.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of...
I mean, imagine if someone did hit him. You wouldn't have Willie Nelson. You wouldn't have all that music. How many people were influenced?
You know, I was watching that documentary. It was a different one, different kind, about Woodstock.
Yeah.
You know, that big festival in the 69.
Yeah, you were there.
Well, yeah, we went there a couple days early, you know, and what a nightmare it was. To me, it was. It was just awful. So disorganized and gigantic amount of people. I mean, as far as you could see, it was people and cars and tents and you name it. But often wondered why Bob Dylan didn't get invited to the thing, because he just lived down the road from there.
Yeah.
And I saw in that thing, they said, well, why weren't you there? And he said, I hate crowds, he says, which I can understand. We did a show with him at the Warner Theater, and they didn't want to be there, period.
Yeah.
And he's pretty screwed up at the time.
But, yeah.
I mean, their whole outfit didn't want to be there in Erie. Where's Erie? But yeah, he's very antisocial or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it.
Isn't that kind of a weird career to be in if you're...
right.
You're not... That you're afraid you have social phobia or something like that.
That's what I thought when I ran for mayor and I won.
Yeah.
I said, What's the matter with me? You know, I don't even like people.
Yeah.
Then I had to give speeches at Citizen of the Year Awards and stuff like that. And he said, oh, brother. He said, I got an F in speech class in college, so hang on to your shorts there.
Yeah. You did well, though, compared to some people, you know.
I can't be phony and BS everybody.
Yeah.
You know? It's just stupid.
You kind of brought it down to a level, though, of not bad or anything. You actually made it fun, and you weren't uptight. Some people get real uptight when they're giving speeches. You just were laid back.
Yeah, like Marvin Tubbs and some of those people. Just, holy catfish. And, they really got to not liking me because I kept calling the borough council a bunch of communists.
Yeah.
You know, when that garbage thing where you had to buy garbage thing, and then you had to buy it from waste management, and you had to do this, and had, even though they never took nothing away, you never.
Yeah.
I mean, just so many things they did, it was just communist, you know, to me.
Authoritarianism, and definitely.
They got a little upset with me when I kept calling them that.
Yeah, I do take a side of the view that, you know, having the citizen be able to make the most choices themselves is better than the government. I think sometimes you get
one person to make a stupid mistake. You know, somebody would buy a house that had a leaky basement.
Yeah.
So then they want to pass a new thing where you got to have an inspection before you buy it. You know, more cost, more. Geez, one person makes a mistake and you penalize the whole town.
Yeah.
You know,
it sounds like the army.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's one of the reasons I didn't. I did 6 years, and that's one of the main reasons I didn't re-up is because it was the stupidest thing. The whole company would get in trouble because the one stupid person did one thing. So they had to make a rule that if you did this, then
I remember that.
Yeah. And it's like then you get in the civilian world thinking, oh, we're not going to be facing this, and then as you realize, government. Is the whole way that way. OSHA is made of, they say, I think OSHA is made of the blood of the something. I can't remember exactly the quote. It's going to bother me. But
well, I don't know. It's like there's no common sense or something, or you get elected to something, the next thing you think you're a big shot, you know. It's just not the way it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they did fine for years without you, and they'll do fine again when you're gone. So
the saying goes, OSHA regulations are written in the blood of your predecessors. And there's probably truth to that, but the reality is there's many times a lot of those rules don't apply. I'll just put it that way.
If there's a way to screw something up, government will figure it out. Yeah. So anyways, on that happy note, let's play some more tunes.
Band of Heathens, Hurricane.
Oh, wow. We do that. The BS band, Bill and Steve. We do that song.
Yeah, there's a lot of BS going around, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of catchy, I guess.
Yeah. I still think the other one is Too Dumb to Quit. That was funny.
Too Dumb to Quit.
Yeah.
People like that. But now there's only two of us because everybody else quit.
Yeah, so. I had a name, BJ's, and someone didn't like that name. I thought it was a funny name.
I think Cheryl might have put it down.
Yeah, but that was a good name, I think, you know, because.
Well, we're not being overly recruited by anybody, which is good. Yeah. This winter was too cold to be out there hauling equipment.
I'll just put your name out there saying, oh, this band out there can do it for amazing price, and they can do it until 4 o'clock at night. I'm joking. Yeah.
From 8 till 4.
Yeah.
For $100.
Yeah, that's what they probably want nowadays. You know, they don't want to actually spend any money on entertainment.
Right. Well, that's the way all bar owners and.
Well, yeah.
Everybody's that way.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play some tunes.
Miles on the Gulf Stream, I hear the south wind moan. The bridge is getting lower, the shrimp boat's coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turned his head, takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Ponza train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. The high black water, a devil's daughter, she's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. Came down from Chicago, he gonna set that levee right. He says it needs to be at least 3 feet higher, it won't make it through the night. But the old man down in the quarter, he said, don't you listen to that boy. The water be down by the morning, and he'll be back to Illinois. the south wind moan. Bridges getting lower, the shrimp boat's coming home. The old man down in the corner slowly turns his head, takes a drink from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Ponce train underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. High black water, devil's daughter, she's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her, it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
Texas for so long, Lord, I need a change. For 10 long years, this old place ain't seen a drop of rain. Now the wind blows every day, Lord, all like a desert snow. Like a lost bound train, running on cocaine and out of control. Put on the south side of heaven, won't you take me home?
Cause I've been brewing down for so long and Lord, it's getting cold. Long them Louisiana byways, lonesome highways roll on. But won't you take me where the poor man lives? It's where I call my home. That a breeze, nothing but a changing pace. Morning came by my soul, cause it comes from a hard earned place. But on the south side of hell, I'ma want you take me home. Cause I've been gone for so long and Lord, it's getting cold. But on the south side of hell, I'ma want you take me home. Cause I've been gone for so long.
Real BS show coming at you again. Hey, did I tell you I talked to my son today?
Oh, yeah?
He called from Florida just to check up on me.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, and I guess he's coming back in May.
Oh.
Beginning of May.
That's good.
I says, well, it's going to be warm today if you want to come up. You know? But he seems to be doing good. He's helping his mom get her place all ship shape or whatever. I don't know.
Well, it's a good time
to
be down
a campground
there.
Or something down there. But he sent some pictures of his camp set up, and it looked pretty neat.
Yeah, it's pretty warm down there right now, too. So.
Yeah, I told him you better get up here before the hurricanes show up.
Yeah, right.
Man, you don't want to be in that.
Well, yeah.
Ooh.
When we went down to Jacksonville, I had to visit my brother. The plane had to divert around the hurricane. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen before. Like, and then when we were flying a loop around it, we could see out the window the hurricane. And I was like, yeah. It was an extra 30 minutes or 45 minutes to fly around.
I remember flying on airplanes during thunderstorms.
Yeah, yeah.
Lightning flying
That's
around.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not going to make it. But I remember flying across the country. You look out the window and just see all that farmland.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
All the land, yeah. Just looking out the window thinking, holy crap, that's a...
Yeah.
I remember one time being so high up in the sky I saw the whole Pittsburgh, all of Pittsburgh, all lit up at night. And so I took a picture.
Nighttime's kind of neat when you get to, you can see where the towns and cities are.
Right.
I said, that's kind of strange. Everybody goes, they turn on the lights and everybody goes to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not right there. I don't know. What it is.
We're getting such blue light in our eyes at night. It's crazy, even with your eyes closed. But what I was amazed by is the plane was so high up that I could see all of Pittsburgh and the metro, including Allegheny County and suburbs and all that jazz. And it was all, and I could just see it, the whole thing. I was just amazed by it. Yeah. I'm like, I didn't think we were that far up in the sky, but we were. But now we got a, we're talking about the Hurricanes because Band of Heathens with that song too. Yeah. But we have the Turnpike Troubadours.
Never heard of them either,
but they have a song that's pretty sweet, I guess. You know, it's hitting the charts.
So. I think the name came before the song.
Probably. Yeah. Gin smoking lies. Yeah. We don't know what the lies are yet, but we'll find out.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's play it.
Smoke and lies. Well, if you've been true, well, if you've been true. This house is cold and lonely. This place is just a tomb. It's an old cruel reminder of the past. That's what's left of me and you. I can't sleep in our bed no more. Misery shakes me to the bone. And even when I try to get some rest, I cannot sleep alone. So I pills to get me by. At the bottom of a bottle, every night is where I hide from the fact that you're gone. And after all these years, I'm all alone. At the end of my road. On my way to ease the pain. When I get there, I put that cold steel to my head. I squeeze the trigger beside your.
Show
a real BS show.
Yeah, we're getting antsy here. It's really nice.
Yeah, yeah. Let's call it a day.
Yeah, this song at the end. Yeah, you know, we started with "Keep Out the Wolves," right? Is that what
keep
it was?
Keep the wolves away.
Keep the wolves away. Yeah, yeah. Keep
the bill collectors and all that stuff. Yeah.
This song is about being the wolf. And
the last song, we're going to start with a wolf song and end with a wolf song.
Yeah, this one is "If I Were the Devil." And it's about being the wolf and going after sheep. So we thought it'd be about those prosperity preachers and snake oil salesmen and those Jim Jones out there. And this song's for you.
Okay. Well, hey, everybody, stay healthy and eat right, you know.
And enjoy the sun.
Stay away from them wooden nickels and
no wooden buffalo nickels. Yeah, yeah, they're worth something, you know.
What other grand advice can we give them?
You know, you are the reason we are here.
Oh, geez, don't get into that. That's a long,
that's a long spiel. Thing. Yeah,
that is BS. Really, that's the real BS.
you know, the one time there's different times I had to be in the hospital with my father or my mother, and you know, I don't live with them, so they would ask my parents individually if they felt safe at home. And I thought that was a funny thing because I understand why they ask it, but the way my parents responded was both the same way. Well, I'm more danger to myself than they are to me. And both reasons they were their own fault.
Could be true, I don't know.
Yeah. So I just thought to end with that note. That was kind of a funny
thing. Okay. Well, everybody, we'll see you next week and be good and stay safe and eat right and away we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
If I were the devil, first thing that I'd do is I'd come off like I ever gave a damn about you. Let you catch a peek of all your greatest desires, then I'd watch the flames in your eyes burn like hellfire. Find all the wolves in the land, and I'd make them fight each other tooth and nail and hand to hand. Find all the sheep, make them stir up the pot, 'cause once the wolves have killed each other, sheep are what I want. The devil walks among us, friends, I know this is true, and I don't know if he's red and I don't know if he's blue. One thing that I know, need to take a look around. If I were the devil, this world wouldn't be my playground. As I place that thorny crown on my furrowed brow, well, I'd shine in all the tears of joy yelling from the crowd. I want to brainwash the parents, and I have the world. I'll be in every schoolhouse lecturing little boys and girls. The devil walks among us, friends, I know this is true, and I don't know if it's me, and I don't know if it's you. One thing that I know, need to take a look around. If I were the devil, this world wouldn't be my playground. For my final act, I'll tell you what it'd be. I'd have everyone so medicated they could never see. My cloven hooves on a horned head would be all disguise, and the best part of it all is they'd comply with their demise. The devil walks among us, friends, I know this is true, and I don't know if it's me, and I don't know if it's you. One thing that I know, need to take a look around. If I were the devil, this world wouldn't be my playground. If I were the devil, this world was mine to see. Well, I'd witness all the atrocities, and it'd probably frighten me. So I'd run back home with a story to tell. I'd tell all my demon friends that I always preferred hell.